Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there. Welcome, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are joining us again. I hope that you tuned in to our morning show. I do have to tell everybody, if they weren't listening to our morning show, oh my God, I did a fantasy balloon flight, and I hope that you're going to make it over to the Citrus Classic Balloon. That's what we were just talking about. Festival next weekend. It's right off the 126 in Santa Paula.
How fun.
Have you ever been up in a balloon?
I have not. Sounds really fun.
It's really kind of scary.
Like by yourself?
My husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And but anyways, they're going to have tons of things. There are tons of exhibits. There's going to be food, beer, wine, all that stuff. So it's going to be, it's their seventh
Very
annual.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, anyways, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. How are you?
Hello, I'm fantastic. So happy to be here, Kim.
Thank you. Tom Spence, how are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here.
Very good. Very good. Well, I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in for the first time and you're a new friend of ours, we thank you. And I know that there's lots of choices out there, but thank you for sharing your time with us here. And our show is all about the brighter side of the 805. That's where we are right now. But not only that, it's about really just honoring your life and looking at it and turning the brighter side. That's what it's all about. Our show plays every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about different amazing people and that can add value to our life. I do want you to write this number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we have lots and lots of things to give away, and I would love you to be a part of that. So definitely call in and we can talk about that. Also, on Facebook, you're really active on Facebook.
Facebook a lot.
Yeah.
I do. It's getting even busier.
It's our outlet.
Yeah, it is.
You know, yeah, it's like, you know, you kind of all these friends and you see what's happening around town and in their life, and it's a great.
Well, I'll never forget when I first started Facebooking, and it was really for business and my book a couple years ago. It was so funny when someone said to me, I can't believe you're putting business things on your Facebook. And now it's all about business and friendships, but business too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, gosh, we have a really great show. We've got so many things that we're promoting and giving away here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We've been giving away tickets to the Bryan Brothers and the Tennis Fest. That's today. And mention that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. Go check that out over there. It's right here. I mean, it's Spanish Hills Country Club. They grew up here and they're giving back. That's what it's all about. Also, we've been giving away tickets to the Salsa Tasting Tent, and that's at the Oxnard Salsa Festival, and that's July 26th and 27th. So let's start off with giving a couple tickets to that right now, 805-419-0008. And Tom, what else do we have to give away?
Lots of great prizes. We have food, and we also have tickets for, let's start off with the tickets for The Marvelous Wonderettes at the Caneo Players Theater, a great local theater in Thousand Oaks. Take a trip back to the 1958 Springfield High School prom and meet the Wonderettes. Sounds like some fun. Also, Urbane Cafe, one of our favorites, and my favorite is Red Brick Pizza. $25 gift certificate.
There you go. You know, in fact, just joining us in the studio is Rachel and Courtney Potter, right? And so you guys are here. You're actually from the Caneo Players Theater, and I'm so excited to have you be a part of this. Tell us a little bit about, and this is the fifth annual Toast, right, community?
Yeah. We're just going to trade headsets
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? Good.
I'm good. Yeah, so I'm Rachel. Hi. Yeah, we're talking about the fifth annual Toast to Community Theater. It's our annual fundraiser at Caneo Players. We're really excited about it. It's a great event.
And what is it exactly?
So we work really hard every year to put on this fabulous event that is really attractive to everybody. You get a full sit-down three-course meal.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we have select Caneo Players members and performers coming to give, like, the dinner entertainment, which is a lot of fun. And then we also have incredible raffle and silent auction prizes. Like, for example, this year, our grand prize silent auction items, we have tickets to the Primetime Emmy Awards and Governor's Ball after.
Oh, how fun. So, and now, where is this going to be?
It's going to be at J. Hamilton Wines in Westlake Village.
Oh, J. Hamilton. Okay, yeah.
A week from tomorrow, right? Sunday, July 27th at 6 o'clock.
Oh, great.
So, yeah,
great.
We're really excited.
Okay, now, great.
Does it go to the Caneo Players? And what is the Caneo Players?
Yeah, great. So the Caneo Players Theater is, I like to call us the little community theater that could. We are the longest running community theater in the Caneo Valley. If any of your listeners remember or have been told about the year that the Dodgers came to LA, that's the same year we opened.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My. How funny. What a correlation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, 56 years. So we are a nonprofit run entirely on volunteers.
Wow.
But we, we set a standard for ourselves, and I think it shows, you know, 56 years, 56 successful, wonderful years, and we have alum that are on Broadway, and we have alum that are touring the country and playing the West End now in London. And it's,
what do you do to join? I mean, do you have to be a professional actor?
No, we are, like I said, we're all volunteer, and if you want to become a member, it's fabulous. You get a lifetime membership for $1.
For $1?
Yeah, $1. You know, the mission of Caneo Players is to make really wonderful, stellar, professional caliber theater available to everyone. We have workshops, educational workshops for people of all ages, from children's theater to adults, learning the tech side.
Oh, I have a question then. You know, for someone like myself who's doing a lot more speaking, you know, would a class like this help someone who wants to learn how to speak? Or is
absolutely.
There, you know, like beginning acting classes?
Yeah, we have workshops like that. You can go to our website. It's canejoplayers.org. So that's CONEJOPLAYERS.org, and there's information on all sorts of workshops, and we're always adding new ones. I always encourage people to come audition, because that is a big help.
What if you've never had?
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm like, God, this sounds like fun. I want to be in a play, but I don't.
On.
I've never. I acted in Girl Scouts. You know. 40
well,
years
hey,
ago.
That's
50
something.
Years ago.
No. Yeah. Well, there you go.
We were there then.
You never know. Yeah.
That's true.
But now, now, how did you get involved in this? I mean, because there was a time where I think you stood in for somebody, right? And I mean, have you always been acting?
I have. I grew up doing acting. I tell people I was bred for this. My parents met doing musical theater at USC.
Yes, yeah.
So huge. I was really lucky to be welcomed in to Caneo Players. And I say lucky, I mean, we welcome everybody who comes in, but it's a really unique place because of it. And I just felt so at home. I got there almost 6 years ago, and they can't.
And you and your husband work together, right?
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Tell us about the marvelous Wenderettes.
You know, I would love to pass the headphones over to Courtney, because she's actually the director. And if I may give my two cents,
yes.
It's a fabulous show.
Oh,
a lot of fun.
Wow.
But I'm just going to pass these to her.
Yeah,
real quick.
I'm really excited. And, you know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. We're talking about something right here that's the brighter side, and we're talking with Courtney Potter. Courtney, so you are the director?
Yes.
Wow.
I directed Marvelous Wonderettes. I'm also the vice president on the board of directors at Caneo Players Theater. Theater, and I am actually in charge of the membership. So as she mentioned, $1. $1 gets you a lifetime membership. We're always trying to figure out stuff to do for our members. We have about approximately 450 active and inactive and pending members right
now. So what do you get for your dollar that you can be involved in this? I mean, that's really, that's interesting.
Right now, the main thing that you get is slightly better access to information about all the shows, the auditions, the workshops, and all that stuff. For the last couple of years, we've been doing a thing on Labor Day that I've dubbed the Labor Day Soiree, which is for the Conejo Players members as well as some of the, you know, people that live around the theater in Thousand Oaks, and we've had food trucks and entertainment. It's just a little afternoon for everybody just to celebrate the theater and all of our volunteers and members. But as I said, we're always trying to figure out new ways to bring in new members and to give back to them in a sort of unique way.
Right. I love it. So tell us about the Marvelous Wonderettes.
Yes. So the Marvelous Wonderettes is, I hesitate to call it, it is a jukebox musical in that it uses fabulous music from the 50s and the 60s. It was written and created by a fellow named Roger Bean, who's fantastic. He first created the show actually back in Wisconsin, which I think is where he's from. It has since gone on to be, it's performed all over the country, regional theaters, tours. It played an extended run off Broadway in New York. It's an homage to actually when his mother was a song leader in her high school in the 1950s. And he just thought that time period was so cute and great that he wanted to create a show around it. And so the first act takes place at the 1958 Springfield High School Super Senior Prom. And it's four girls. They're the Wonderettes. They're the song leaders of the Springfield High School.
Sounds like Grease, kind of.
It's a little bit greasy, yeah.
Greasy.
Yeah. Grease-y. It's just the four girls for the entire show. That's the only cast.
Oh, wow.
So they're on stage the whole time. It's 27 songs, I believe.
Wow.
So, and it's almost all four-part harmony. There are a couple songs where individual girls just sing by themselves.
Like original music?
Or? No, it's a jukebox musical. So it's songs like in the second act, there's Son of a Preacher Man. There's Leader of the Pack.
I love it. Is it playing already right now?
Yes.
Okay.
We opens on July 5th, and we run until August 3rd. Yes. And so we're about to start our third weekend, actually, tonight. This weekend.
Yeah.
And there are tickets left for this weekend as well as the rest of the run, but they're going really fast. So if you want to purchase them, go to our website at www.conejoplayers.org.
There you go. And you guys gave us a couple to give away.
Yes, we did.
So now that we got everybody all excited,
yes.
Let's give out our phone number right here, right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Give us a call right now so you can get, we'll do a pair right now, and we'll do a couple more on Facebook and all around. But the Marvelous Wonderettes, that is July 5th through August 3rd, and that's over at the Conejo Players Theater. Definitely take a trip back in time to the 1958s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Springfield High School, right?
Yep, senior prom. First act is the senior prom in 1958, and the second act is their 10-year reunion in 1968.
Oh, there you go. Anyways, I'd love to, you know, share that with my listeners. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we'll have lots more to talk about. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805, starting your day in a positive way. And Rachel, I know you were talking about this event that you have coming up. What can we do to help you?
You know, you guys can go check us out on Facebook and Twitter. You can also attend the event. You know, we do our best to make this a fabulous event because we want people to want to attend and have a blast. And then, oh, bonus, it benefits the Caneo Players Theater.
There you go.
You know, we're
what will we find there when we go there?
Oh, you will find donations from all over Southern California. I mean, tickets to the Natural History Museum and the Grammy Museum. You'll find tickets to the Aquarium Pacific, day trips. Actually, really cool. There's a guy in the Channel Islands Harbor who's just started a new business where he does gondola rides, like in Italy,
cool.
And sings.
Yeah,
and he donated, you know, because he's getting his business up and running, and we want to embrace the community that has embraced us for so long.
Very cool. Where do we find out more about it?
On our website, caneoplayers.org, also on Facebook and Twitter.
Will you do me a favor? Will you post it on my Facebook and we'll share it with my
listeners? Would love to.
Okay,
yeah,
there
would
you
love
go.
To.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Well, gosh, we have an amazing show for you today. And our next guest is somebody that I have actually been starting my mornings with. I know that sounds funny, but Miracle Morning. And Hal Elrod, are you there?
I am here and ready to chit-chat. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I love what you're doing. I love your enthusiasm, and I want to tell all my listeners about you. But basically, taking life head-on, that's what you did. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and what you're doing and all your great things at your Miracle Morning, right?
Yeah, thank you. So it started with taking life head-on. When I was 20 years old, I had a position in a company. I was one of the top salespeople for the company, and life was really great. You know, I was on my own and, you know, making a good living and coming home one night after I gave a speech. I was a top salesperson for the company, so I was always asked to speak at the event. And I spoke at an event, got a standing ovation, kind of the highlight of my life. You know, I was so excited. I'd never gotten a standing ovation before, and got into my brand new Ford Mustang, which I, you know, at 20 years old, that was like my dream car. I had just bought it with my own money, and driving home on the freeway, cruise control set at 70 miles an hour, a man that I had never met before got on the freeway in a much larger vehicle, the full-size Chevrolet truck, and he had been drinking and had a couple of beers, and he got on the freeway, only he was heading the wrong way. He was heading against traffic, and I don't remember seeing the headlights, you know, coming at me, but at approximately 11:32 p.m., I was hit head-on by this drunk driver traveling around 80 miles an hour, hitting my car head-on at doing 70 miles an hour. And then, you know, the airbag exploded, I would imagine. I don't recall exactly what happened, but the car spun off of my car, spun off of his car, and was sideways on the freeway in motion when the car behind me hit me in the door at 70 miles an hour.
God. Oh my God! You probably heard my breath over the microphone. I was just amazed.
I know.
Wow!
I tell you. So, okay, where are you today?
So after that, I died for 6 minutes. I was in a coma for 6 days. They said I would never walk again. Fast forward, you know, it's been 15 years since that happened. I was 20 years old when it happened. I'm 35 now, And since then, I became a Hall of Fame business achiever, wrote two best-selling books. And not only did I walk again, but I kind of, you know, the doctor said I would never walk again. I took my first step within 2 weeks. But about 5 years ago, I decided, you know what, I want to really, like, prove what's possible for people, no matter what other people tell you isn't possible. And I decided to run a 52-mile ultra marathon.
Isn't he amazing? Wow.
Yeah, and I hate running, but that's why I did it. I thought, man, if I could do that, you know, I could do anything. So I trained and I ran 52 miles in one day, raised money for a charity. And yeah, and so now I'm sharing The Miracle Morning, my new book. It has, you know, it's been impacting tens of thousands of people beyond my, you know, wildest dreams. I don't think I ever imagined it would be so successful and so popular. And so I'm on a mission to, you know, to really change 1 million lives, one miracle morning at a time. And I appreciate you guys having me on the show because, you know, I can help do that with your listeners.
Yeah. And of course I'm part of the Miracle Morning, your network in the morning. You know, you have your talks and stuff like that, but what I love about it is you are like me in the sense that we just really attract the most amazing people in our lives. And I always believe that all the right people show up, you know? And yeah. And that's kind of what I'm doing here on my show, is just really just bringing great people together. And I kind of think that's the way you are, right?
Yeah, well, I created the Miracle Morning community on Facebook, which I encourage everyone listening, you can come join this community. And I'm telling you, it is, and you can probably, Tim, you can second this, it is the most inspiring, supportive, you know, encouraging online or offline communities that I've ever seen. And so I created that kind of like, it was a last minute thing. It was actually a friend of mine who was reading my book right before it went to print to give me any last minute feedback. He said, Hal, do you have some sort of community that you're creating that people can plug into to get support with their morning, their miracle morning? And I said, no. And I created this with, you know, just me and a few of my friends in it. And now we have over 5,000 members that have joined in the last year. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing. For example, the other day, gentleman came to the group, said, I'm brand new. I'm having trouble in the Miracle Morning. Can anybody give me any advice on how I could overcome, you know, this challenge or that challenge? Within 24 hours, 33 people left him detailed, thoughtful comments. They are strangers to him. He's never met them. They don't know who he is. I thought, how often do you even put it on your own Facebook and have 33 of your friends give you advice, let alone, you know, especially the culture that we've created. And you mentioned attracting the right people. And I think that's a big part of what the Miracle Morning is. It allows you to become the person that you need to be to create and attract the circumstances, the people, the success that all of us really want in our lives.
Hi, Hal. This is Sherry Gaba.
Hey, Sherry.
You know, being that I work in addictions, I'm curious, is there some kind of special advice that you would give somebody that is, you know, getting sober? I once had listened to a talk, and I was told, take 15 minutes to meditate, 15 minutes to journal, 15 minutes to exercise. And I thought that was a really great way to start the day. So what might you say to someone that's, you know, getting back their life again, sober?
So a couple things I'd say. So first of all, you just listed 3 out of the 6 practices of the Miracle Morning.
Okay.
So the Miracle Morning adds into that affirmations. It adds into that exercise. Or what? I'm sorry. What are the 3 that you said?
Meditation, journaling, and exercise.
So visualization, affirmations, and I'm drawing a blank. Reading. Those are the other 3. So visualization, affirmations, reading. So the Miracle Morning is essentially 10 minutes of each of those 6 practices in its simplest form. And what I would tell somebody that was battling any addiction, and I've seen this a lot with people that have said, Hal, the Miracle Morning helped me overcome, like, you know, one gal recently, she quit smoking. You know, she used the Miracle Morning to
quit.
In her first month, she quit smoking, lost 12 pounds, read 3 books, had the best month in her career, happiest she's ever been, right? So that's a common thing. And what I tell anybody is, well, the Miracle Morning is universal because it's really just about the idea that how you start your day sets the mindset and the context for the rest of your day.
I might add gratitude.
I talk about that being part of the journaling.
Okay.
In fact, I always gratitude everything. I do gratitude meditations. I have gratitude in my affirmations. I journal 3 things I'm grateful for every day. Right? So gratitude to me is like all of the, it kind of
great.
Kind of encompasses all of that.
You know, the more you have grateful for, the more you're grateful, the more things come into your life to be grateful for. That's my attitude.
Absolutely. I think the quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quantity of gratitude that you're present to.
Absolutely.
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Sherry Gaba here. We've got Tom Spence. I'm Kim, your host. And we've got Hal Elrod. He is he's one of my favorite guests. I have to just tell you, I always think about you, and I've given away so many of your books. I share your book with people that, you know, really are just having a tough time in life, or they just need to, like, start their day. You know, we talked about this, start their day in a positive way, like I do with the Kim Pagano Show. But the same thing, you have the Miracle Morning, and it's not a miracle, because it's a miracle because we have the chance to change our life, correct?
Well, yeah, this was never intended to be a book. It was just, I was at my low point. I was $50,000 in credit card debt. I lost my house. It was when the economy crashed back in 2008, 2009. And I was in the worst shape of my life physically, hadn't exercised in 6 months, and was deeply depressed. And so out of desperation, I thought, I've got to do something different. So I created this morning routine. Theoretically, I thought, if I work on myself every day and start every day on a positive note, this could be the one thing that changes everything. And within 2 months, I had doubled my income. My depression was gone within literally 24 hours. My first Miracle Morning, I'm like, I'm not depressed anymore. I now see the light, if you will. And I went from being in the worst shape of my life to training for that 52-mile ultramarathon.
How did you double your income? I want to hear about that. How did you double your income? I mean, I am, like, so impressed with you. I really, because you've had some things in your life that really have been difficult. And, you know, I'm a therapist, and people come in and they, you know, I lost my job, and my relationship isn't working out. And it's like, okay, you know, get on with it. You know, so tell me about that.
First and foremost, I think that for any of your patients or, you know, anyone listening, the greatest lesson that I learned during my car accident and that experience, you know, I came out of the coma, doctors said I would never walk again. And within a couple weeks, they called my parents in concern that I was delusional and that I was in denial because I was always smiling and laughing and joking.
Wow. That's really funny that they would think that. That's amazing.
Yeah, they thought that it's not normal that a 20-year-old young man who's been told he may never walk again and he has brain damage and his body is just mangled, it's not normal that he's smiling and laughing and joking. It's got to be that he's in denial, can't accept it, can't handle it, so he's just, you know, he's just delusional. And after my dad explored and learned more, I said, no, Dad, I'm happy because I can't change it. So since I can't change it, I get to choose whether I'm miserable while I try to learn to walk again or whether I'm the happiest, most grateful person I've ever been. And I said, and I've decided that if the doctors are right and I'm in a wheelchair the rest of my life and I therefore can't change it, I will be the happiest person you've ever seen in a wheelchair.
Mm.
And I think that's just a universal lesson, that it's the key to happiness, true happiness, and it's the first step in anything is acceptance, right? Accepting all things that are out of our control while we focus on everything that's in our control. That's both being grateful and creating what we want for our life.
So, Hal, I just have to ask you this quick question. Yes, I believe in acceptance, surrender. That's, you know, part of the principles of someone accepting their disease or whatever. But how do you balance that out with also moving forward in your life and having a visualization, let's say using the law of attraction to accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish? How do you balance the two?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that there's a couple different ways that I would say it. My life philosophy, it's the subtitle on my first book, Taking Life Head On, and that's love the life you have while you create the life of your dreams. And don't think that you have to wait for the latter to do the former, right? So most people are like, well, I'll be happy when my life gets better. No. By accepting and being totally, unconditionally at peace with all things as they are in your life right now, even though we all have, you know, we all have our mess, right? We've all got imperfections.
This is true.
But when you accept and you're at peace with it, it means that now there's space for you to really be genuinely grateful, genuinely happy. But as long as you're in a state of resistance, wishing and wanting things were different, then there is no peace and there's no room for you to be truly happy or truly grateful. So that's the first half. And the second half, if you wake up every day, you get clear on what you want your life to be like if there were no limits, because they're you know, for the most part there aren't, and you wake up every day and you go, what's my number one goal right now, and what do I have to do today to ensure that I move toward that goal? And that's literally the secret to success, right? Yeah, that's it. If you can accept all the things you can't change, be grateful for all that you have, and every day create progress towards your grandest vision for your life, that to me is the ABCs, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of a famous quote called "Work while waiting without worry," or "Work without worry while waiting," or something like that. In other words, you're waiting for the dream to happen, but you're not going to worry while it's happening, and you're going to enjoy the process.
You know, it's all stuff. I mean, you know, Hal, you're not saying anything that we don't already know. But it's about putting it into action. And that's the biggest thing that we all don't do. Sometimes we're always waiting for somebody else to pick up the pieces or, you know, I mean, even, and, you know, no offense to you as a therapist, Sherry, but it's like, you know, you have an appointment on Tuesday and then you don't have another appointment till the next Tuesday. What are we doing in between to repair ourselves?
I agree with you, Kim.
On that, I mean, you can't wait for other people. And so I go back to, and this is where I was just so in line with what you, how you are, Hal, is you find really great support people. People that are trying to get to the same place you are, whether it's in a different place and it's a different role, but they're trying to better their life. And you get all those people together, and then now you got this fire inside of all of us burning, and we all want to get there. And that's kind of what I feel like, you know, when I tune into, you know, the Miracle Morning in the morning and hear, you know, what people are saying. And when somebody, it's almost like a teeter-totter. When I'm down, somebody else can pull me up. When you're down, I'm going to pull you back up. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, there's that famous Jim Rohn quote that says, "We are the average of the five people we spend the most time with."
Oh, yeah.
And it's spookily true. If you literally add up the income of your five closest friends, add up the weight of your five closest friends, I mean, you're like, whoa, that's how much I weigh, right?
Yeah.
The average. That's how much money I make, you know? And I mean, you can go in depth on why that is in terms of, like, you know, how we're influenced by our friends. But I agree completely. You've got to really... In fact, I talk in the book that one of the biggest things that holds us back from our full potential and creating the life we want is our circle of influence, right? Who we're spending our time with. And so you've got to actively seek out the people that are living the type of life you want to be living. You've got to, and with the internet now, we can do it pretty easily. You can join the Miracle Morning community on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You can join these online communities of positive, you know, successful people. And then be influenced by them every day.
Right. You know, Hal, will you stay with us? Because we're going to take a really quick break and come right back.
Sure, no problem.
Awesome. I love talking to you. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tom, what should we give away?
Let's go with some more tickets.
There you go.
And we could do, can we do another Ventura Fair?
Oh,
what do
yeah.
we have on
yeah,
that?
We,
Very
we
popular.
Got, yeah, there you go. All right, we got Ventura County Fair tickets. We've got, let's do another pair of them. Starts July 30th through August 10th, and happy birthday, America. Buy your tickets. I mean, that's what it's all about. If you don't win them here, you can go to www.venturacountyfair.org. But call us right now at 805-419-0008, and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show right here on AM 1590. We always wake up in a positive way and start your day. Also, again, of course, this show from 2 to 3. And also, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go on kimpaganoshow.com and listen there, or on iTunes. You can download all of our podcasts there. Also, become one of our friends on Facebook. That's where you find out what's going on. And, of course, right now we're talking with Hal Elrod. We're talking about life and how to change your life with just a morning routine. And you, I know you've got your the Miracle Morning. I tune in all the time on Facebook. I want to invite all my listeners to join that too. And it's all about really positioning your life and really having great positive people in your life. And how I think that's what we both have done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if I had to sum up what the Miracle Morning is, it's really based on two premises. Number one is that in order to create the life you want, you first have to dedicate time to becoming the person that you need to be that's capable of creating that life. And most people don't think that way. They think, I want to take my life to the next level, but they don't first go, well, I need to take myself to the next level. They just go, I want my life to be better, and they stay the same but try to improve their life without improving their self first. So that's the first premise. And the second is that the best time to do that is in the morning, because it, like I said, it sets the tone, sets the direction, sets the context for the rest of your day. And if you have a great morning, it's hard to have a bad day.
There you go. And now, okay, so let's just say, you know, I'm sure, like, you know, everybody, not every single morning is perfect. How do you turn your day around?
Well, I think, yeah, you're probably right, or you're not probably right, you're definitely right. You know, most people do not consider themselves morning people. In fact, that was actually my biggest fear. You know, the Miracle Morning, writing the book was one of my top goals for 3 years in a row, and I failed year after year after year. The year began and ended, and the book wasn't written. And I think that's where I've been the most surprised, is that the majority of people that do the Miracle Morning every day, that, you know, that swear by it. If you go to Amazon.com right now, there are 300 five-star reviews, 330. Most of them say, I was not a morning person. I did not think this would work for me, you know? And it totally turned their life around in that way. So I think that, you know, if you have a bad start to the day, it really, actually, let me say it this way, and I'll turn it back over to you. A miracle morning, or a great morning in general, doesn't start when the alarm clock goes off. It starts the night before.
I'm so happy you said that. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And I know you talk a lot about, you know, I'm probably going to be tired in the morning, or you can't. That's what you're putting in your brain, right?
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, your first thought in the morning is almost the same as the last thought before bed.
Right.
So if you go to bed thinking, I need 8 hours of sleep and I'm only getting six, so I'm going to be so tired in the morning. The alarm goes off and you go, oh man, I only got 6 hours of sleep, I'm tired, right? It really is, we've got to decide the night before that we're going to wake up with, you know, we need clarity, purpose, energy. I mean, the Miracle Morning gives you, just makes it really simple, tells you exactly what to do before you go to bed and what to do when you wake up to make getting out of bed and beating that snooze button easier than you ever thought it could be.
So, Hal, I know we reach a lot of moms on this show. What kind of advice would you give a mom to help their child? Let's say they have sort of that failure to launch where they just are, you know, not able to move. They're not motivated. They haven't gotten a job. They're not in college. They're playing video games all day. I mean, I think this is the kind of advice that needs to get to those kids.
So, wait, do you want advice for the mom or for the
kid? I think the mom and then the mom, I guess for the kid, I guess the mom to help inspire the child, the teen. The young adult.
Well, I actually have, okay, I've got four kids. I have one of those kids, okay?
Oh.
And let me tell you what was interesting to me is everything is by example. I really believe that.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, see, we're so in line, Hal. Okay, but everything is by example. And so when my son was, oops, I just gave it away. But anyways, well, when he was, it was really hard for him to start his day. So I laid his clothes out the night before. I made everything as easy as possible so it wouldn't be as hard to get his life together. And it started to work. And he started to take that on himself. And that's how, you know, to me, it's kind of lining it out for them. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I have mixed feelings on that because I think you want to teach them to be self-reliant.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, I mean, that was when he was very young, but now he's solely
self-sufficient.
Yeah, I'm
talking about like the young adult that just is not motivated.
Yeah. What's your thought?
Here's what I would do, honestly. We don't have time to give, you know, tons of depth on this topic, but I would honestly probably bribe, you know, my kids are little, so I haven't gotten here yet, right? But my kids are, you know, 4 and 1. But I would, I shouldn't say bribe, I would reward. I would say, hey, here's a book that can really help you create the life that you want. Like, you have to really go, okay, what's important to them? What do they want, right? Everybody wants to be successful and happy and have freedom, right? So you got to make them realize that their long-term goals, what they really want for their life, you got to ask them that and then talk about what you need to do now to make that a reality. And what I would do, because your mom, your dad, whether they think you're a nerd or they don't listen to you, or, you know, it's hard when it's mom and dad. I would encourage them to, I would have them read certain books, right? And books that have impacted you, that will impact them and change their thinking, right? And we really are a product of our thinking.
Right.
So I would say, hey, for every book that you finish reading, you get, you know, $20 or $10 or whatever as a reward, right? Because you're doing something that will help you in the future.
And, you know, even if they don't take charge now, I think seeds are planted for the future.
There you go. And in fact, that's interesting because that's really where I was at on in your book, at that some of your favorites, and they're actually some of my favorites, but Think and Grow Rich, okay, by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, everybody that ever works with me or works for me, I always give them a copy of that. Secrets of a Millionaire's Mind by Harv Eker. Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. And then the five love languages.
Five love languages.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing. And the Soulmate Experiences. I have not read that.
But then
the 7 Principles for Making a Marriage Work by John. No, I've never read that one either. So you recommend those two others, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, for anyone like high school age and above, my first book, Taking Life Head On, that has been I've had a lot of students, because I used to speak at high schools, or primarily high schools and colleges. That was my, you know, when I was a motivational speaker. Now I do more corporate stuff, but high schools and colleges for a long time. And I've had thousands upon thousands, probably tens of thousands of high school students that have read Taking Life Head On. And I mean, I've got a whole folder in my email inbox of hundreds of emails from high school age kids that have said that absolutely changed their life. And I had the three words, can't change it. That's how I teach kids to be able to accept the things they can't change. Those are the three words that give them freedom from, you know, the emotional pain they're creating over wishing something were different than it can be. And I have had, I don't know if it's good to promote or not, but I've had seven high school, or I'm sorry, college students, seven college students, that after I spoke on the Can't Change It philosophy, and we really haven't talked about it here, but they got it tattooed in different parts of their body. And a few on the wrist, one on the shoulder, one on the foot. But one in particular, she had emailed me a picture. This was the first ever tattoo. And she said, it was a college student, said, Hal, you spoke with us last week at our school, and your words about accepting the things we can't change and how we cause our emotional pain really impacted me. And so yesterday was the anniversary of my dad's death. 10 years ago, he died yesterday, was the 10-year anniversary of his death. And I've spent the last 10 years depressed and suicidal. And those three words and that philosophy you taught me about how it wasn't my dad's death that was causing me pain. It was the fact that I hadn't been willing to just be at peace with it and accept it.
Wow.
That I've spent the last week telling myself, whenever I feel down or depressed, I go, wait a minute, can't change it. Can't change it. I might as well be happy. And so she goes, on the 10-year anniversary of his death, I got those words tattooed in my wrist to remind me, I'll never feel sadness or emotional pain over his death. I'll just be grateful for the life that he had and who he was in my life and all, you know.
And the time that that you have with them. And I think so many people fall short of that, of just honoring and taking that time. You know, I just want to, you know, kind of talk really brief about your Miracle Morning on Facebook. Are you doing a call now?
Yeah, we do a call every Monday, led by my friend and colleague Bob Fink. And it was actually he came to me and said, Hal, we should do a Monday call. Our Miracle Morning community members, they need more support.
So,
Bob, I'm so, like, my capacity is so stretched, man. I can't sit a call. He's like, I'll lead it. We need this. I'll do it. So he leads the call. I'm on 99%. I'm on almost every single one. And they're every Monday at 6 a.m. And if you go to, I don't know what the website is to sign up for it, but if you go to Miracle Morning Community on Facebook, ask to join. I will approve you. And then you can, you know, we post usually every Sunday. We'll put a link. Hey, here's where you register for the Monday call.
Give us an example of what you've talked about on Monday.
So we'll go in depth on the Miracle Morning practices. So there are six practices that I mentioned. They're called the Life Savers, and Savers is an acronym to make them memorable. So S for silence, which is your meditation or your prayer time. A for affirmations. B for visualization, E exercise, R reading, and the final S is for scribing, which is a fancy word for, you know, for writing or for journaling. And so a lot of people will go in depth because people go, well, yeah, I get that. I've tried the practices. They're really making an impact, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. You know, so like last week we talked about visualization and how visualization can completely change your life, and specifically like in a results oriented way. You know, I've used visualization to, you know, double my income, as the goals we've mentioned, you know, to write my book. I mean, that's one of the practices that has been a huge, huge game changer, you know, in my results.
Wow. have you met, you know, it's interesting. I mean, from my radio show, I've just met different speakers, different people from all over the world, probably just like you, Sherry, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's got a story and everybody's got a journey. It's so interesting to hear how, you know, what their step and what their take is on life. And you just keep learning different things to kind of move yourself through the next step.
So you mostly do a lot of coaching and executive coaching and speaking, Hal? This is Sherry. I'm just curious.
Yeah. So I do a lot of speaking. I do keynote speaking for all types of events, corporate events, nonprofits, real estate events, you know, and I still do a lot of high schools and colleges.
Wow.
Speaking is my favorite thing that I do. And then I'm working on a whole book series right now. We have the Miracle Morning for salespeople, the Miracle Morning for real estate agents, the Miracle Morning for network marketers. Those are all in production. And then we've got the Miracle Morning for CEOs, for teachers. For all of those are kind of planned down the road. And then I do both private coaching, one-on-one, you know, with entrepreneurs, CEOs, you name it. And then I also have a group coaching program that's actually really affordable. I basically created this because I wanted to be able to impact more people, that I wasn't limited by the one-on-one time. And so I've got a couple hundred clients that I coach from all walks of life. I mean, we literally, it's teachers, it's really universally kind of applicable. It's called VIP Success Coaching at VIPSuccessCoaching.com. But that's a group coaching that I do for people. And I think that's about it. I don't know what else to do.
Okay.
I host one of the top podcasts on iTunes now, which is kind of exciting.
Oh, there you go. Now, I just have to ask you, I know you went to Shark Tank. Can you talk about that?
It was like a last-minute thing. I decided to go for it. I'm standing in line, filling out the application, and everybody else had been, like, working on theirs for weeks. And, you know, and I'm like, geez, I'm not prepared for this. But I waited in line for, I think, 5 or 6 hours, from, like, 5 a.m. to 11 a.m., finally got to go, and you don't get to pitch the sharks. I mean, Mark Cuban's not there. It's just, you know, casting, you know, directors or whatever. I did my, you know, I got like 2 minutes to pitch. They don't give you any feedback. They just nod, smile, and ask you a couple questions, right? And then if you're on the show, they call you in a few weeks. And it has been more than a few weeks. So I am not, I did not make
it. But good for trying, you know? Good going for trying.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about is kind of living out of the box. Whatever it is, whatever your meter is, however high, however far, however, just keep trying. And, you know, and we had somebody on our show the other day, and it's how many no's to get to the yes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to hit a lot of no's to keep getting to your yeses. So, wow.
And I think,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, fear holds people back. And I just was coaching one of my clients today on overcoming her fear. And I explained that, like, it's not about getting rid of the fear. The fear doesn't go away. It's about simply being courageous. And courage doesn't mean that you overcome the fear and it's gone. It's simply doing the thing you're afraid of. And it does go away once you do it because you go, wow, I did it. I was scared, but I did it. And it wasn't scary when I did it. So now I'm not scared anymore, right?
Right.
So we've got to do the thing we're afraid of. And we have to live courageously every single day.
There you go. There you go. Really quick, we're almost at the end of our show, and thank you so much again. And you're going to come on again and again and again because I love your energy. I love your talking. Start us in the morning. What's our miracle morning?
So again, it starts the night before. And I'll just give you a couple. So there's in the book, it teaches these 5 snooze-proof wake-up strategy, right? This 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy. So here's a couple real simple tips. Number one is you got to move the alarm clock across the room. Most people keep their alarm clock on their bedside table. And I don't care who you are, myself included, if the alarm clock is within arm's reach and I'm still like a zombie half asleep when it goes off, I'm going to hit the snooze button every time. So it is out. It's got to be across the room where it forces you to get out of bed. And then you're already half, you know, you're already that much more awake when you turn it off. And, of course, like I said, before you go to bed, you have to decide that the alarm clock goes off. I'm going to get out of bed, turn it off, and go straight to the bathroom to brush my teeth, wash my face. And last but not least, drink a full glass of water first thing in the morning because by default, we are all dehydrated. No one ever taught us, but we're dehydrated because 6 to 8 hours without any water. So rehydrate first thing in the morning. That's how you start it. And then you go through those 6 practices, meditation, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing, 10 minutes each, or you can do a condensed version, 5 minutes each, 30-minute miracle morning, and then start your day.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Again, you know what? Where do we find out more about you? Where do we get your book?
Yeah, if you want to get the book, or even just go read the reviews and just, you know, kind of see what people are saying about it, go to Amazon.com. That's the best place to get the book is on Amazon, and just search for The Miracle Morning or search for my name, Hal Elrod, H-A-L-E-L-R-O-D. If you are on a budget right now and money is very, very tight, I've been there before. If, you know, if you're like, my spouse won't even let me spend a dollar right now, I can't buy the book. There is a way for you to start doing your Miracle Morning for free, and that is go to miraclemorning.com. And you will get the first few chapters of the book for free. You'll get a 17-minute like motivational instructional video on doing the Miracle Morning and a 60-minute in-depth audio. And last but not least, join the Miracle Morning community on Facebook. Like I said, these people are so inspiring. They're so helpful. Go on there and say, hey, here's what I'm working on. I need help. Or if you want to just be a fly on the wall and just observe, you will get inspired by seeing these people post. It's really incredible.
There you go. What's the one new thing that has really, that you've learned, that you picked up from somebody else? Because we always learn from, you know, we learn, we give our, what we've learned, and we're learning from other people.
Yeah, sure. I mean, for me, I'm big on, you know, learning from others. I mean, I'm always, always, always reading, always learning, always growing, always listening to the podcast. I think that, you know, one of the biggest things that I've learned is there's a great book called The One Thing, and it's by Gary Keller, the founder of, you know, the number one real estate company, I believe, in the country, Keller Williams. But The One Thing is very simple. It's the idea that most of us are overwhelmed and we're scattered and we're focusing on 20 different things, and great success only comes when you focus on your one thing. And it's about getting clear on not just how do you stay busy each day, right? Busy isn't productive. You've got to get clear on what's my one thing? What's my single most important goal that if I achieve it, everything else in my life will be better?
Right.
Maybe because it means you make more money. Maybe because it means you're happier, whatever, you're healthier. What's your number one goal? And then every day, what are you going to do today? The one thing above all your, you got 15 things on your to-do list, but what's the one thing that will move you closer to your one thing? And if you focus on that every day, and the busy work needs to be prioritized below the single most important activity you need to do to achieve the single most life-changing goal on your, you know, on your goals for the year. And if you do that, everything else will fall into place.
I love it. Hal Elrod, two books. One is Taking Life Head On, How to Live the Life You Have While You Create the Life of Your Dreams. And then The Miracle Morning and The Not-So-Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 a.m. Hal, always an amazing pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show.
I love you, girls. I'll be back anytime.
You got it. All right. Gosh, we are at the end of our show, Sherry. Isn't
fantastic
he inspiring?
Show. Oh, I'm just ready to start my mornings off in a whole new way.
Yeah, there you go. I do want to remind you of our morning show right here every Saturday morning, 6 to 7. Also, join us every day on Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and on Twitter and all the way across. If you missed any part of this show, go on to the website, kimpaganoshow.com. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Sometimes your only available transportation is a leap of faith. So, you know, we gotta get out there and do what we do. Gosh, I hope that everybody has an amazing rest of the weekend. There's tons of things to do. I hope you're a winner on my show. Just give us a call. Get your name in. And again, we're here every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Sherry Gaba, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tom Spence and all my listeners out there, I hope that you have an amazing weekend and I'll talk to you soon.